This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
High school after a week plus of dealing with the sadness, the tragedy of losing fellow classmates in a horrific, horrific way. A lot of teenagers speaking out. That's part of what we're talking about in this hour of America tonight. One of them is this David Hogue has been speaking out a lot because, you know, people are reaching out to him. And he's talking about, he's calling for a spring break boycott of Florida until gun laws change. So they've been really pumping that prime a lot, and he's been heavily involved in the student activist movement, staging protests in Florida and calling for stricter gun laws. Mostly assault weapon is what the conversation is. So they've got a lot of followers, like 300,000 followers now, and he's saying, let's make a deal. Don't come to Florida for spring break unless gun legislation is passed. Politicians won't listen to us, so maybe they'll listen to billion-dollar tourism industry in the tank in Florida. And he was, you know, one of those kids that went through, again, a terrible, terrible, horrible thing that he should have never witnessed when the alleged teen gunman, Nicholas Cruz, used an AR-15. He had a history of emotional problems, according to some investigators. The FBI was contacted, local law enforcement was contacted about him, but nobody did anything about it. So he's arrested and charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. We know that. That's all history now. And I wonder what will happen, because there is a voice here, and that's what's interesting. And this is what I would say. Well, these are kids. And when people come out, like there was some of the kids, I guess, were getting death threats. That's just wrong. And something's wrong with this country when kids who were shaken up, thrown under the bus, not protected the way they should have been protected, because, frankly, there was even a guard that was there who didn't go into the school. And then there were these supposed warnings that weren't followed up with. Even the FBI saying that they admitted that they let something fall through the cracks, not quite how they said it, but along those lines. You got to cut them a break, whether you agree or you don't agree. So what's interesting is they're saying spend your spring break someplace else, like Puerto Rico. In the meantime, there are a lot of discounts that were offered to NRA members that are being dumped by big companies. And the National Rifle Association Executive VP, Wayne LaPierre, said last week at the Conservative Political Action Conference that people advocating for stricter gun control were exploiting the Florida shooting. President Trump has suggested, we know we talked about this last week, that some teachers could be armed so they could fire on an attacker. He's also called for possibly raising the minimum age for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle. The NRA definitely opposes that one. So where does this all end up? I think that we're going to continue to have the conversation is what I believe is going to happen. The conversation has been ratcheted up because of, again, this horrific tragedy in Florida. And I will emphasize this, that no matter how you feel about it, going after the kids is just dead damn wrong, because they're over the top grieving and filled with emotion, and it's something I can't relate to, frankly, because as much as we might have had some trouble in high school, we never had this. We weren't looking over our shoulder to see if our girlfriends were going to be covered in blood and laying dead on the ground while we tried desperately to escape or save each other. That's just unbelievable to me. And it is unbelievable that there may be more to the story, that there were others who could have done something to perhaps prevented this nightmare from happening. All that's being flushed out because there's a lot of it that's being exaggerated. Some of it may be true, and that's the problem with shouting that out. And I've tried to nail some of it down, and of course, you're getting shut out of a lot of this because of some of the erroneous things that have been reported that happened at this school in Parkland. You know, there was the Broward sheriff, who the investigation is saying that, look, more deputies didn't enter the school because there was a question about that. There was video footage, and we saw it, that surfaced of this armed school resource officer, is the best way to describe him, who resigned after the Broward County sheriff said he failed to confront the alleged gunman in last week's school massacre. And that's terrible, because here you have an armed school officer. That's the idea. I mean, how often on this show do I say pony up some more money to get some more armed guards because it's worth it? And now you have this situation where you had somebody who was armed and he didn't go in. So then he resigned. But that doesn't do anything for the kids that were in there that were counting on him, that were counting on Scott Peterson. So now there is a call for the sheriff himself to resign, Scott Israel, for the way things were handled and how this mass shooting was handled. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And there have been erroneous media reports, that's for sure. And then there's have been others that I could be on the money. And that's the thing. They're investigating what they knew, too, about the kid and what was being reported about him. And, you know, how fast you get and react to a shooting is key, because how many people are saved as a result of that? You know, were deputies told to wait before the SWAT team came? You know, what is it? They've got an internal investigation that's going on. But the school's armed resource officer, Scott Peterson, charged with protecting the school, of course, resigned because they're investigating him, because you got footage at the school that shows he didn't go inside the school while it was happening. So if he was supposed to be the shot that took this maniac down, he never took that shot. I mean, he was there within a minute and a half of the start of the shooting. He was outside for about 4 minutes while the killing was going on inside. And, of course, that's not how you respond to an active shooter. So that violates that code. There's no question. That's why he resigned. And awful for those kids and their family. Sorry, you got the one guy that didn't go inside. Wow. But to me, that is one of the more shocking elements of this, because that's the antithesis of anything I've ever heard. And, of course, family members and people I know who are cops or who are in law enforcement or who are in the FBI, and I know plenty of them, are stunned. They're not stunned that it could, you know, shake anyone in their boots, but that this is what you sign up to do, and that's the reason you're there, and you are the impediment to the person killing more people, but that didn't happen. So you start to add up the minutes, you start to times that by an AR-15 and how many bullets went off, and there were people that lost their lives. There's no doubt about it. And could he have made a difference? A well-trained guard in this situation would have been able to take him. Would have been able to take him out, no matter what was happening. Alright, coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag next on America Tonight with BK Klein.
Uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
You have mail, mistress.
Well, I sure do have mail. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Really, honestly, a wild couple of weeks. I feel like I'm always saying that, though, and not surprisingly, a lot of you want to talk about the kids, what happened at Parkland. I got a ton of email on that, so let's go right to it. This one is from Justin, who says, Kate, wow, my heart does ache for those survivors of the shooting in Florida. I just don't imagine you have really much of anything thought-wise that you can think of to get yourself through to the other side, except for there's so many of them that are survivors and too many were lost that I would assume they'll all band together. But it's very sad and very depressing that young lives were taken that way, and especially upon hearing that something perhaps could have been done. What do you think about that? Well, I've been talking about that, Justin, and to me, well, I mean, first of all, sorry, you sign up for it. If I sign up, I'm law enforcement, and I say, yes, I sign up. I'm armed. I'm guarding this high school, and that's the idea. And every day, it's casual. There's nothing in really dramatic going on. Easy peasy. I'm in a wealthy area. Everything's great. And then all of a sudden, when I'm called into action and chaos breaks out, I got to put my life on the line because that's what I signed up to do, didn't I? Especially a school. I signed up that if this should ever come to this, which seems so unlikely, because I think that's what people think, and it still is unlikely when you think of the amount of students in schools, but boy, when that number comes up, are you ready to respond? And that's just inexcusable, which is, of course, why this Scott Peterson resigned, because he knows it, and they had him caught on tape. Let's see, you know, you know what you can do in 4 minutes? You know the kind of damage that happened in 4 minutes? Could he have taken him out? Yeah, maybe. Could he have been killed himself? Absolutely. But that's what you sign up for when you sign up for that job. And you know that the unthinkable could be the thinkable. It could happen. All right, this one is from Ben, and Ben says, oh, Kate, boy, as the father of two teenagers, a son and a daughter, I don't know how I'd be able to stand up. Honestly, I think I'd have to be in bed for a long time and trying to deal with the loss of one of them because some maniac that could have been stopped wasn't stopped and went into a school where you had a guard who didn't bother to go in. I guess he thought he wasn't going to get caught, was worried, whatever the reasons. And lo and behold, 17 dead later. And it's just an eeny, meeny, miny, moe situation. Some escaped, and some escaped with just wounds. It's very depressing to watch that all-familiar footage that we've been watching since Columbine. Yeah. I mean, I'm echoing the same things over and over again. I've had these conversations. We've had people on the air talking about it, from psychologists to survivors in the past. And it's it is unthinkable. It really is. And I see these angry parents, and I think, good for them that they're out there doing something, but how sad, because it comes down to the same thing. They're visiting their sons and their daughters in graves that they shouldn't have had to dig and that shouldn't have had to happen to these very, very young people who had their whole life in front of them, seemingly. Anything can happen in life, but that's the wrong way to go. Right, this one is from Timothy, and he says, hello, Kate Delaney. It's been a while since I've emailed you, but rest assured if you go back and look through your emails, if you save them, I have been one of those emailers kind of talking about a lot of different things. I love that you do that on your show. The Olympics just roll up. What do you think was the most memorable moment of the games? You know, there were some, a lot of big moments, but I guess I'm going to point to the women's hockey team because it's so hard to beat Canada, and they almost didn't beat Canada. It took a shootout, an overtime and a shootout for it to happen, and they deserve every piece of that, and it was exciting to see it. I'm so glad I was watching it live, actually. For me, that was one of the highlights of the games. Absolutely, hands down. I'm going to say it was the highlight. Now we get this one from Mary. Katie Kate. Wow, just got through watching the Olympics. Yes. I've been paying attention to some of the nonsense that's going on out there about guns and what to do and, oh, the conversation. You know, we do go back to reminding people that there are other things that happen. It's not just guns. I do think we should get rid of semi-automatic weapons, so even as a gun owner, I agree with that. But some of the other things that have been projected and put out there, I completely disagree with. And it's so easy when there's a tragedy to just jump on the back of that. And it's an awful, awful thing. And there's nothing that can be done to bring them back. But you tell me, would you rather have somebody, if you were in a mall situation, let's say, where somebody had a gun and the other person had one too, and they were there with the intent to take out a lot of people, but I catch them with my eye, I have a concealed and carry permit, and I turn around and take them out. How would you feel? Relieved. You know, that's easy. Relieved. Shocked. Completely shocked that that was happening, because that's going to be your first reaction. Even if, boom, you practice, you know the drills, you know what to do. Active shooter. In fact, we'll have my friend Christopher Bianez on, who is an officer, a friend of mine, not an officer, who lives not too far from me, and he talks about active shooters and what to do, period, for anyone in life when this happens. What is it that you can do? What are some ways to combat the shooter that could be coming after you? And that, I guess the good news is that every school, I believe, really has these drills. But then you have a security guard that fails to act. You have kids that are doing what they can, but you can't, when you've got nothing, you got no one coming in, how do you stop it? You know, how do you stop those bullets, the rain of bullets that are coming at you, because you'll be down in a second. All right, how about this one? This one is from Marvin. Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a very, very long time, but I am thinking about you, girl. I know you're a big sports fan. I think that's your way to release the frustration over some of the wicked, horrific things that you have to talk about on your shows. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts about Tiger Woods and how he's kind of mounting a little bit of a comeback. For the game of golf, no matter what's going on in his life, he is huge. So that's number one. He did pretty well. I mean, he made another cut, and he finished 8 shots behind the leader at the Honda Classic. So that's his best finish since 2015. That's good. And he said his expectations are going up. Crowds are following him, and that's not surprising based on the kind of athlete he is. And he did well, and he had people, like I said, following him, so he's ever relevant. There's no doubt about that. He did not win the tournament, that's for sure. And here's another one from Bill, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, it was so stunning is what we're seeing with these high waters. I know you talk about your studio in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and how much rain that you've gotten. And I'll tell you what, it's bad all over the Midwest and parts of the Southeast. And you look at how these storms bear down on you, and it's so scary to see this flooding. Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable. In my neck of the woods, we got like 9 inches of rain. I woke up on Saturday, and it was sheets of rain coming down. It's like, wow, this is never going to stop. When does the rain stop? And we're seeing this all over the place. In Utica, for people listening, their floodwaters terrible. You had Bellevue, Kentucky. I saw a picture of a basketball court where there's what court? There was ducks. I didn't even see a court because it was just so clobbered. And Cincinnati, same thing. The stop sign, the water up to the stop sign, and historic areas. And, you know, you see a city underwater, and it is really crazy to see that. I mean, riverfront, where the Cincinnati Reds play, that was flooded all along there. There was no baseball that was going to be had there, but of course they're in spring training. And I feel for everybody who has to dig themselves out of this. I was digging myself out a little bit, but nothing like the people that have been massively flooded. All right, hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Babylon lovers are Babylon lovers.
Oh, 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 sweet lover, lover. Hey, take something, man, it's gone. With me all the time. You promise, ain't it? That's your mind. I know you.
See you later, how you did.
You're fine.
Have with us Alice Morgan. She's written a book called A New Beginning. It's a historical romance. Alice, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, let's talk about how this book came together for you. What prompted you to write the book?
I've always had an interest in the America of that time and the fact that so many people that populated the America were immigrants on their own, you know. So when I retired, I decided that I would attempt to write a book, something that I've always wanted to do, and about that time period.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, your character, Anne, has gone to what we call the New World to start all over again. And what happened to her? Do you talk much about that? What happened to her in her life in England?
She was the eldest daughter of a well-off baron in the country. And when he died, she discovered that he had frittered away all their money. So in order to settle up his debts, they had to sell everything off. And her fiancé told her that he had ended their engagement. So they moved to London, where they tried to get whatever job they could. And all she could get was a barmaid. And her brother worked out on the docks. She decided that just wasn't the kind of life that she wanted for her brother and sisters. So she took what money they had left. She had heard some people talking about the New World. So she took what money they had left, bought tickets to on a ship to go to the New World and to start again.
Wow. And how risky was it for her? And as you said, you're fascinated by those times. How risky was it for her to do that as a woman?
At this time, although she had a big brother and he was protective, at this time, steerage on a ship to the New World, you had a lot of risks like dysentery, cholera, starvation, any number of things could happen to you on the ship. And then once you arrived at the New World, then, as you know, for women, it was difficult to get a good job. So she had to find what she could, and her brother would find what he could in order to support the household.
Yeah, so the trip was a tough trip because of, as you said, being in steerage and everything that could happen there and how scary and risky it was that you could get sick and die?
Well, you didn't have a doctor in steerage, so mm-hmm. everybody had to take care of everybody else. So, and Anne had some experience with homemade remedies that she brought with her, and so when they got struck with dysentery, then she used what she had to help other people. And in that way, she made a lot of friends on the ship because she was, you know, she was helpful to them.
And once they get to the New World, then it's you know, wide open for them, but it's also very scary, and you brushed on that a little bit. And as you take mm-hmm. us through a little bit of the novel, and we're speaking with Alice Morgan, and the book is called A New Beginning. It's a historical romance, fascinating, as we've, you know, talked a little bit about what it's been like for Anne. Then you're mm-hmm. here, then she's here in the New World, and what does she discover mm-hmm. in the New World?
Well, she becomes a barmaid, and she has a problem with an English soldier that is stationed there in the New World and loses her job because he keeps trying to push himself on her. And she meets Theo, who is a landowner there in Boston, outside Boston, and he has been looking for a wife, and he sees Anne, and he meets her brothers and sister, and he decides that she would make a good wife. And when he hears that she's been fired because of this English officer, then he approaches her and offers and asks for her hand in marriage, and they get married.
Wow. And we don't want to give everything away, but it's so interesting, so many of these details, and to come up with these details, and you said you've always been fascinated by that time period. Alice, I can tell, obviously, you've done your research. Did you have to dig even deeper to be able to pull this together?
Well, I wanted to include some of the revolutionary topics that were involved at that time. So I had to do some digging, you know, Google around for the Tea Party and what they were protesting about and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I had to make sure I had my dates right.
I love that. Was it fun for you to pull this together?
It was fun for me. Now, not all people have that kind of interest, you know, but I've always enjoyed historical romances, so it was interesting for me.
Yeah, and as you said, you've enjoyed historical romances. Did you, growing mm-hmm. up or just even now, do you have a favorite author? Is there a favorite somebody out there that you've really read a lot of their books?
Stephanie Lorenz.
Very good writer. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a prolific writer. Lots and lots of books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that interesting? That could be, would you say that was part of your influence? Because as you mentioned, you're reading these books, you like these books. And did you just, because I know there's people listening saying, wow, that's so interesting that Alice did that. And did you just decided, I think I'm going to pull this novel together.
That's what I did. That's how my thought process went. I thought, well, I'm gonna write this book, and then I'm gonna see what happens.
I love that. So I guarantee the reaction has been so interesting to the people around you. What have people said now that you've done this?
Well, they're amazed that I even thought about it. Even my sister was amazed, you know, but I don't know about you, but I don't ever tell everybody everything. And I live and I live in my own kind of world in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so not everybody knows what's going on in my mind. So
I love that. So it's like it's a secret. And I you know what, Alice, I'm like you. I do the same thing. So I completely mm-hmm. understand that. And, you know, when you're like that, when all of a sudden people find out, they're very, very surprised because
mm-hmm.
you didn't tell people. And then all of a sudden you're an author. So it has to feel it has to feel pretty good to you to have said, I'm going to do this, and then to actually go through with it. Because, you know, one of the hardest things for a lot of people to do is they have the idea, and they think, wouldn't it be neat if I did this? I'm fascinated by this time period. I know I could write this, but then they never actually do it, and you did it. Do you remember what it was like when you when the last page was done and then you were getting this published? What was that feeling like?
Well, that I had accomplished what I had set out to do. You know, I had written three other books. So when I finally finished the book and I come to an end and I feel like I put the characters in a good place and I'm happy with it. You know, I live in my own dream world all the time. So I'm a big reader and I get very involved in the characters when I'm reading a book, and that's how I write. So those people are like kind of real to me until I'm through with them.
So now that you've written about Alice and this new beginning, and the book again is, this is Alice Morgan, we're talking about a new beginning is the name of the book, and Anne actually is the character. Mm-hmm. Will we see more of this family pop up in any way?
It depends on the interest, you know. I can always follow it through the war, you know, but it depends on the interest in the book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already written one about medieval England, and I've written one, a couple of modern books. So we'll just have to wait and see what the interest is like.
I like that. And as you, you know, went through this, took us through this character, a historical romance, and went through the process of writing it, how do you have a process of writing it? Do you get up every day and do it? How do you write? What's the comfortable way for you to write?
It's for me to sit down in front of it. I think about it for a while. I think about how I want my plot to go, how I want my characters to function, and then I sit down in front of a word processor and I type it out.
Wow, so that easy. So, like you said, you're working it out in your mind. What do you what do you hope people, Alice, take away from this book and the character, just the book? What do you hope people take away as they listen to us and get interested in reading this book?
To remind people that we're all immigrants and we all came from other places and that we all struggled to accomplish whatever it was that we came to this country to accomplish.
Nice. Perfect place to end this and to tell everybody. You can pick up Alice Morgan's book, A New Beginning. You can get it, of course, at Lit Fire. You can get it at Lit Fire Publishing, Amazon.com. And again, it's a historical romance. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
And thank you for talking to me.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Thanks so much, and good luck with the book. And again, we tell everyone to go and pick it up. And I know I'm excited about Anne's journey, and I bet the rest of you are too. Alice, thank you.
Thank you.
Hear that? That's the sound. sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
He's a lawyer and a professor of law at the University of Ottawa. Joining us now in America Tonight, David Sweener. And I'll tell you what we're talking about is fascinating because it's wasted dollars. And it's ridiculous when we talk about tobacco and health policies that I think are very confusing to most people. And why? Because the right kind of information isn't out there. I think that's part of what it's about. And specifically something that caught our attention and something that's being talked about is this quit smoking hotline that apparently, according to some, actually encourages people to smoke more. How much would be saved by cutting that hotline? $2.5 million. David, thanks so much for popping on with us.
It's great to chat with you, Kate.
So when we talk about this hotline, let's jump right into it. First of all, what is it about the hotline that's providing erroneous information? And so it's two-part. Why aren't they scrapping it? Because it's not working.
Sure, Kate. Well, this is the hotline that's been put up by the Department of Defense to give people information about smoking and smokeless tobacco and various other things. It was brought to my attention because it was promoted, actually, by the Centers for Disease Control, the major government body, saying that this is a great place to get information about smokeless tobacco. Well, I've always been interested in this because, of course, most people don't realize it. Cigarette smoking is massively more hazardous than using smokeless tobacco. People smoke for the nicotine. They die from the smoke. The problem is the smoke. It isn't the nicotine. It isn't the tobacco. It's the smoke. So I tried the website to see what they'd tell me. And what I got was just a barrage of misinformation, you know, telling me that it's better to quit the smokeless than the cigarettes if you're using both, which is just absolute nonsense. It's telling me that nicotine causes cancer, which is absolute nonsense. And it was encouraging me, if I smoked and used smokeless, to keep up the smoking, but get off the smokeless. And, you know, that's really like saying, stop throwing baseballs, but keep tossing the live hand grenades. You know, the difference in risk is just enormous.
Yeah, and I think somehow it's just not being realized. Is it just because, oh, well, we always have this line and we just put it up and so it kind of is under the wire?
Yeah, I think what's happened is that the whole campaign about smoking and tobacco has joined some others in the noble category of abstinence only. You know, we're just going to tell people don't use anything. And we know how well that worked with alcohol. We know how well it's working with the war on drugs. We know how well it works in telling people never have sex outside of marriage. And it's working just as well when we get into issues of nicotine. You know, there's a lot of people who are addicted to nicotine. There's a lot of people who are self-medicating with nicotine. There's a lot of people who like nicotine, just like caffeine and other drugs. But what we have is an incredibly deadly delivery system. You know, cigarette smoking will kill over half of long-term users. It's killing about 40,000 Americans every month. And the problem, as I was saying, it's the smoke. You know, if you get anything into your body by sucking smoke into your lungs, you have a very high probability it'll kill you. You know, that's what causes the lung cancer and the mouth cancer, the esophageal cancer. That's what causes the strokes, the heart attacks, the emphysema. It's the smoke. So we've known for decades that if you could just get people off the smoke, we would just dramatically reduce the risk. And yet, instead of informing people about what they can, you know, really do, because it's far easier to get off the cigarettes and deal with the nicotine issue later, by saying you just have to quit everything, everything is equally hazardous, or indeed other things are even more hazardous than cigarettes, we have far more people smoking than would otherwise be the case. We know from surveys from the U.S. government that only about 10% of Americans realize that any smokeless tobacco product is less hazardous than a cigarette, rather than saying virtually all of them are massively less hazardous than smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's not only been a misinformation campaign funded with taxpayer dollars, but it's been a very successful one where we have a tremendous number of people who are smoking cigarettes who wouldn't if they simply knew the truth.
Yeah, so almost for the, you almost answered that question for the tobacco industry when we were talking about pure cigarettes. It's almost helpful to them when, if you know anyone in the tobacco industry, a lot of what they're saying is, look, we have a lot of people that smoke, so we're not trying to, if somebody really, honest to goodness, wants to quit, then we want them to quit. Because they can say that. That sounds funny, but I had a conversation with somebody in the industry. He said, hey, if you want to quit our product, because we have plenty of people that really want our product. It's crazy. So it seems as though that's kind of pushing people in that direction where, of course, they're not going to quit.
Well, exactly. And of course, any cigarette company can now say, it's not our fault. I mean, you manufacture the products. And you have some companies like Swedish Match, the Swedish company that dominates the tobacco market in Sweden with a product called Snus, which Joe Nocera with Bloomberg News has just written a terrific column about. You know, Sweden's got smoking rates down to 5%. I mean, no other country's anywhere close to that. It's not that people have stopped using any form of nicotine. It's just they use it in a way that doesn't kill them. They're using the Swedish Match product, Snus, which you can buy in the States. The problem is, people don't because they don't realize that it's less hazardous. They don't realize it's less hazardous in part because government agencies using taxpayer money is convincing people it isn't less hazardous. In many cases, convincing people it's more hazardous. So it was probably right up there with saying, why don't we run big campaigns telling people how dangerous it is to use a condom or how you can really wreck yourself by putting on a seatbelt. And for heaven's sakes, avoid life jackets if you're in a boat. I mean, it's incredible that agencies that we would count on to give us truthful information to allow us to make informed decisions have decided instead to have this abstinence-only, really moralistic-type campaign that treats using nicotine like it's a sin rather than this is a health issue. You know, what would we do if people got their caffeine by smoking tea leaves? Would we just demonize them, or would we say, for heaven's sakes, go to a Starbucks or, you know, brew your tea? I mean, the problem isn't the drug. It's the delivery system.
Yeah, I love how you say that. So here's a great question for you. Then what are some of the most effective ways that somebody who has spent his life working in and around tobacco and policies and whatnot, what are some of the effective ways for people to quit smoking?
Sure. There's different things that are going to work for different people because, of course, different people use nicotine for different reasons. But I think the pragmatic approach, you know, what we do on public health and all other issues is meet people where they are, try to understand what matters to them. If you've got somebody who's addicted to nicotine, if you've got somebody who's self-medicating with it, because they can do a lot of good things for a lot of people, there's reasons why we have very high rates of nicotine use in subpopulations. I think the key thing is what's worked on so many other areas of public health. Give people enough information to make an informed decision, give them the ability to act on it. So we don't just say, never eat in a restaurant. We say, we'll give you information about what's the healthy choices, or we will let you know which restaurants are serving poisonous food, or whatever. We will allow you to make these better decisions. We will point you in the direction of that. And many of our biggest breakthroughs in public health come from those really two simple things. Give people enough information to make an informed decision. Give them the ability to act on that. You know, let them know what you can do. So in this case, if we simply told people the truth that nicotine itself at the dosage levels you're looking for is not particularly hazardous, it can be compared to caffeine. The problem is the delivery system. Smoke kills. You know, sucking smoke into your lungs, whether it's from a cigarette or an open fire, doesn't matter. It's smoke. It'll kill you. What we need to do is look at alternatives. And if you're looking at products that heat tobacco rather than burn it, if you're looking at smokeless tobacco like the moist snuff sold in the things like Copenhagen or Skoll or the Swedish Match, General Snus sorts of products, if you're looking at electronic cigarettes, if you're looking at medicinal nicotine like Nicorette products, any of those things are going to massively reduce your risk compared to smoking a cigarette. So try different things, see what works for you, but get off the smoke. And after that, if you want to get off the nicotine as well, fantastic. You can do that if you want. Many of these products are way less addictive than a cigarette. But the key thing is you want to keep people alive. If you want to stay alive, stop sucking smoke into your lungs. Look for an alternative. I think if we told people more about that, we would see more results like they've seen in Sweden of getting smoking rates down to 5%. If you do that, the 40,000 deaths per month happening in the United States now from cigarette smoking could largely disappear in a very short period of time. I mean, we know that most smokers are already saying, I wish I wasn't doing this. Well, let's tell them what they can do instead. Let's give them truthful information. Let's give them the ability to act on it. And if we were sensible, you know, we could even use tax policy to say the less hazardous products won't be taxed. Cigarettes will. They'll be taxed heavily. So the products that don't kill you are going to be cheaper to get. They're going to be more widely available than cigarettes. And we're going to give you truthful information about them. And sort of exactly the opposite of what we see happening in policy now, where cigarettes are given a huge marketplace advantage and the various alternatives, we just see constant misinformation, whether it be about, you know, e-cigarettes or the nicotine in Nicorette type products or the heat not burn products or the smokeless tobacco products. You know, let's start giving people honest information. Let's give them the ability to act on that. Let's encourage that. And let's see just how rapidly we can get a revolution in public health.
I agree with you. Perfect place to end this. Imagine if that was 5%, 40,000 deaths. That's ridiculous. David Sweener, thanks so much. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
I'll be your chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.